Isla and the Mammoth. Have you ever seen a mammoth? I mean, in real life. No, of course you haven't, because they don't exist anymore. Make yourself comfortable, because now I'm going to tell you about someone who has. Her name's Isla. She's 10 years old, and she lived during the Ice Age 14,000 years ago. Isla's clan moved north to hunt reindeer. They'd been lucky. Yesterday they killed 12 reindeer. They celebrated the hunt with a feast. Now they're all sleeping soundly in the tent. Isla's having a lovely dream about reindeer hunting. She's proud of how her dad used one of his flint arrows. But suddenly she wakes up. She can hear the bonfire crackling and a wolf howling in the distance. She can't help thinking about the chores that need doing tomorrow. She'll definitely have to scrape pelts clean. It's so boring. Carving flint arrowheads is much more fun. Maybe she can get out of it. As the sun starts to rise, Isla sneaks out of the tent. No one else in the camp is awake. Her father is snoring loudly. During yesterday's hunt, she saw the amber-coloured cloudberries that she gathers with her mum. They taste amazing. Her mouth waters at the thought. Maybe she can find the place again. She hopes there are enough so she can take some home for her mum. You can store them until it's time to move on again. She jumps over a little stream. Hey, wasn't it close to the big flat rock they passed yesterday? There it is. It's huge. She clambers up the rock. It's a bit difficult, but from the rock she has the best view she could wish for. There are no trees, and she can see a rushing river in the distance. An eagle is hovering high above the landscape. Further away, she can glimpse a fox sneaking off. But what's that? There's something down by the river. Isla crawls down from the rock and approaches cautiously. Wow, it's a huge animal. It has a long, thick coat, large white tusks, and a long trunk. It must be a mammoth. At last, she's always dreamed of seeing one in real life. Her mum and dad have told her lots of stories about mammoths. When they were children, there were many more of them. It's not moving. Could it be sleeping? She prods it gently and holds her breath. If it suddenly wakes up and gets up, she's lost. But it isn't moving at all. It must be dead. In the distance, Isla can hear someone shouting her name. She hurries home, but before she can tell them about the mammoth, her mum runs up and gives her a good telling off. Isla left the camp without permission. It's far too dangerous to move around alone in this unknown landscape. There are many dangerous predators lurking out there. Eventually, she gets to tell the story about the mammoth. The entire clan crowd around her. Soon they all set off to take a look. There's a lot of cheering when they get there. Many of them have never seen such a big animal before. Its coat is snug and soft, and there's enough of it to make winter clothes for everyone. They can use the tusks to make tools, jewelry, and amulets. This is a day Isla will never forget.